welcome to Duality.
I'm your host, Ash, and I'm here with my good friend, Jedi.
What's up, y'all?
And I just cut up some fresh mango, and that's how we're getting it started.
The Colombian way.
The Colombian way. Lemon and salt, lemon, lime, and salt. You know, we're doing a little bit more, you know. I want to say shout out to Danny for getting this mango for me straight from the tree. And, yeah, so how you feeling?
I feel good. Got up early, showered. So yeah. So
oh.
Got you.
Thank you. Happy you know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Tech savvy.
Sometimes I'll be feeling bad because I'll be trying to fix people up, like, because I mean, I just know from doing this, right? And then like if somebody does not know how to use a mic at all, then I'm just like, like trying to not invade space. Yeah. But yeah, so feeling good. Woke up, showered. Is alive. Cheers to
Yes.
Water.
Water, cheers.
Thank you to the water.
Yeah.
Shout out to cancer season. You know, it's almost over. Last few days.
Leo season on the horizon.
Not for nothing. I love Leo season. I don't know if I'm biased because it's my rising, but like.
Me too.
It's like such a glow up season. You know, it's like, I feel like cancer season is such a, it's like the reflection, the, what was it that you said the other day? It's like you get to identify the name of something before moving forward into the next chapter.
When you're, you don't get the name for the chapter that you're in until the end of that chapter.
Yeah. That was fucking, that's a bar right there for sure. Like that really resonated. And I feel like even in our interaction the other day, you know, I normally don't just start off the, now I'm thinking about it, I don't normally start off the podcast like, this is my good friend. I'm like, this is Jedi. You be your own person. So I just want to be like, well, I mean, I'm not sorry that I said that, but also like, I want to give you a chance to like be your own person, not only like, you know, talk about our interactions and stuff. But so anyway, the other day when we were there, we were talking about, just like what our chapters are like called and like the energy, you know, shout out to Sal too. And like, and just like what that looks for, what that looks like for us. And like, I really do believe that like sometimes we want to have a name of a chapter, but like we're not done with it yet. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's really apparent that we're done with a chapter because it is presenting you a name, is presenting you a feeling. And it's like, well, are you going to like bleed this over into the next one? Or are you going to like identify the cycle and come to a completion with it?
Yeah. Which I feel like is just, you know, I feel like at the end, like all of the, not the lessons, but I just feel like the energy of whatever it is just so prominent. And it's like you, everywhere you look, it's right there. So it's like, you know, you're really going to try to avoid this. It's like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, gotta, you know, but yeah.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bringing it to the topic, it's like the willingness, you know, the willingness to move forward in a new way, in more optimal way, you know, tapping into that human design, which we'll get into. And also like the intimacy and like, what does intimacy mean? I feel like people look at intimacy and they think immediately like sexual relations, intimate partners, things of that sort. But really, like, intimacy in the more broader spectrum and the generalized statement of it and the definition, I mean, I don't have it in my pocket, but what I've known the definition to be more like as I've gotten older and, like, unpacked intimacy is just being close to somebody, which that can be completely platonic. That could be romantic. That could be, you know, work-oriented, familial. It could be anything. You know, it's just intimate, letting someone into your space.
So I'd say that the prerequisites to intimacy are surrender and vulnerability. That's what I would say. Because you can't even have that intimacy unless that's already present. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Mm. That's a whole fact. And, you know, most people are afraid of intimacy, whether they're aware of it or not. You know, they might crave connection, but lack the ability to be intimate. Because they might lack the ability to be intimate with themselves.
And it's lacking the willingness just to bring it full circle. It's
for
like
sure.
Like those two are very tied together.
Which brings us to human design. So if you want to like jump on in that, so like what is human design? Like what, like explain to a person who does not know anything about human design. They might read that word and think like literal human design, right? So
Well, I mean, that's literally what it is in that sense, that it is a system that kind of describes, like, each person, we're all the same in that, you know, we are humans on this plane and in this universe or whatever, but we also have very nuanced, I guess, designs, just to, you know, not to be a cliche, but yeah, like, everyone is meant to operate differently and we have similarities. So it's, the system is really describes just in what ways are you nuanced, what is actually you, where are you open to being conditioned by others and by life, and, you know, kind of separating what is self and what is not self, and how to correctly, you know, move about that and to be healthy, really.
So in terms of like, in comparison to other systems that kind of combine the mind, body, spirit, soul, right? Like astrology, you know, you have Vedic, you have tropical, you have all these different things. There's other things like, what is it, Enneagram, mm-hmm. you know, there's numerology. Like, what does it look like?
So human design is like a synthesis of pretty much all of that. Mm-hmm. It takes in Kabbalah, I Ching, astrology. That's why I love it, because it's so comprehensive. Has so many parts involved in it. Like, you know, there's even many variations of the system, as far as, maybe not variations, like aspects. So, you know, they have what's called the primary health system. So, you know, they have all these parts that connect. If you look at the graph, you know, have all these parts that connect to actual organs and stuff like that. And, you know, you look at it through a health perspective and stuff like that. Like, you know, for example, in the heart center, which would be the heart chakra or whatever, the will center, one of the gates is connected to the gallbladder. And people who don't have an active heart center, not that that's negative at all, just put that out there. When you're trying to prove yourself and stuff like that, you're going to have complications in your gallbladder, or, you know, whatever, any of the, you know, various correspondences.
That's something that may happen to you if you're not, like, actively, you know, doing that. And sometimes mm-hmm. people are actively doing the work, even if they're not conscious of these systems.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So I do want to also give space for that. Mm-hmm. But if you're not, you know, conscious of any of the systems and you're not actively, you know, pursuing, like, the truth of what it looks like to be you and your own design, then, yeah, those things could flare up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, but even me coming into, you know, finding out about human design, like, I was already kind of following my authority. That's what we would call it, your inner authority, like, kind of what within you decides what happens, because the basis of the whole system is the mind is not meant for decisions. The mind is meant for communication. It's meant for reflecting. It's meant for, you know, stuff like that. But the body decides. The body is the life. The body decides what is correct for you, and to kind of remove the mind from that process, because that's when the ego gets in the way. And, yeah, so that's how they separate those two things.
That makes a lot of sense. I feel like mm-hmm. the mind just, like, takes on everyone's responsibility, mm-hmm. you know, and then gets really upset when it fails at it. But sure. It's one organ. It's one part. Is the brain an organ?
I think so.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe?
I mean, you can't function without it.
So. Right? So it has to be. It's pretty vital.
You're brain dead.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I think you need it a little bit. But, yeah, I just wasn't sure if it was, like, that the actual terminology. But it makes sense to be. But, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. For anybody who isn't familiar with human design, definitely, like, tap in with that if that's something that resonates. If you see in the poster, in the flyer for this episode in particular, there's the actual charts in it, the human design charts. So that's what it looks like. Yeah, it's, like, pretty cool. I think that it's awesome that it combines a lot of things. I feel like I learned a lot about it. You know, shout out to my homegirl Brie for putting me on mad long ago. And, like, I did my best to understand, but it's so layered. And then shout out to you for also putting me on, where I was, like, even diving into, like, my diet, like, when it's good for me to eat, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, like, funny enough, it's, you know, against all different, you know, science theories and stuff. Like, for me personally, like, my type is better to eat when the sun's down, mm-hmm. you know, and when I'm not in the sunlight, you mm-hmm. know, which I think is interesting because, like, I naturally do that,
yeah.
you know, but I was always like, oh my God, I can't eat at night, it's bad.
Yeah.
But then it's like, nah, you can, but just, like, not OD late, but, like, you know, just, like, eat the right things. Eat the mm-hmm. things that are good for you. And you'll be all right, you know. And there's so much to unpack there, just like with any other system. And you just find what resonates with you. You know, I feel like I'd like to encourage people who especially kind of veer away from the more spiritual things to look into the more, I don't want to say, I guess, grounded, I'd say, systems that like take you out of like the astral galactic place and more into your body.
Definitely.
So that you can like make more sense of it.
And human design is, that's, you know, that's what it was for me.
Yeah. So live very literally in your body.
Yeah. It's a mechanical system. It's not, you know, all up here. It's very centralized in the body. So that's, you know, kind of cuts through all of that. So yeah, it's a very practical system. It's not predictive either, which is I liked, because it doesn't bring in possibility or anything like that. Like any, it's very here right now. This is what it is type of thing.
Which is the stuff that I like. Like even when I give my readings, like I do it very present. Like it might be like yesterday, today, tomorrow. You know, it might be this week. It might be the theme of like the energy that's coming, but it's not going to be from a year from now. It's not going to be like I don't like to dive too deep into the future or the past, because unless it's presenting in the way that, like, you know, it's like a consensual thing. I don't like digging for things. I like to, okay, we're sitting at this table. What's at the table with us? Not what's going to be at the table in a few months. Like, we can't even see that. We can't even get to that if we don't address what's here. And sometimes it could be very, like, simple things. So, like, I feel like when people are looking for, like, a grandiose reading, you know, it's, it could be, it could seem almost like too simple to be like true in a way, which I get because I came from that spectrum for sure. Like when I would get readings, and then like now I just like to explain them the beginning of offering them. It's just like, it might not come up what you expect it to, and it might not come up what you want it to, but it'll get you to where you actually want to go. You know, you can't avoid the work that needs to be done. You know, even if it's as simple as like cleaning your car, like it could be a simple task, you know. And I tell myself that all the time, because, you know, I struggle sometimes with the smaller tasks. I'll focus on the big ones. Yeah. And sometimes, a lot of times, really.
Very manifesting generator of
it. Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's just because I'm like, oh my God, like, why does this matter? Like, what really matters is like, how are we going to save the world? Like, wait, no. Yeah. How can I save myself today in this hour?
Looking at your chart too, because you have everything active besides the head chakra and the ajna. And, you know, the main thing when people who have the open head or whatever, we say to them, because you're pretty much like, that's the center for like inspiration and stuff like that, like the questions, the mysteries of life, like that people who have that active, that's, you know, something that they consciously experience, you know, it's part of who they are. So someone who has it open, it's like you can receive all of that, like, but it's not you. So it's like when it's open, you know, you have to ask yourself, like, am I asking myself questions that don't relate to me? You know what I'm saying? So but again,
that's valid.
Not something that you know, maybe, you know,
be too existential.
Yeah
I tend to do that, you know, because I consider everyone else. And in that process, I tend to lose, like, all right, well, how am I benefiting from this too? Yeah. But it, like, I do more consciously, actively choose to incorporate myself in the everyone else situation. Like, you know, I am a person in the community. Like, I'm a human that's alive for sure. So I should probably consider myself. So I've been like actively, but that required effort as opposed to like, I never understood. I'm like, when, what, like consideration, right? Like consideration for others came naturally to me. And I guess that could also fit into like the open center. Like it came naturally to me because it's like, of course I'm going to consider you right here in the space. Like what, how can I not, you know? And then interacting with so many people that didn't operate from that space, I was like, are you selfish? Like, do I like you even as a person? Or like, do we not make sense? Like interacting, you know, like, is this, you know, I didn't understand, like, I couldn't wrap my head around it. Like, how do people not consider others, you know? And not to say that people with active centers don't, but just to say that that might come more naturally to consider themselves. And then because the lack of it made it, like, kind of exult in that way, you know, where I'm like, oh, what, you know? So that's interesting. That's interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Let the pod breathe. Yeah. Let the pod breathe for a second.
Yeah.
I like those moments.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need them. It's like the when you as a person, you know, works with music, like you need to let the beat breathe. You need to let certain things breathe. And like, you know, we be chatting up here, chatting. Mm-hmm. We need to let it breathe sometimes. So, you know, invite y'all to just take that breath with us.
ASMR breath.
Giving you free ASMR all episode. Oh, that's funny. But yeah, you know, I feel like in the process of all of these different things, like, you know, we can find out all the blueprints, we can find out all of these different ways to learn about ourselves, but like, what about believing in ourselves? You know?
Very important.
Like, it doesn't, finding out all of the reasons and looking at everything as a blueprint can give you reasons to, but there's an act of having to actually, you know, take that time to believe in yourself. And that looks like emotion. That looks like an action.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So can you even believe yourself without the willingness to, and without just the intimacy with self? Is that even possible?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it would be a facade if that's the case, because it's like you're not, it's not stacking. Like everything that you're saying is stacking. It's like it comes from the ground of like the survival, right? Then the safety. Then would be the willingness.
No, the plexus, I think, comes next.
So then that would be the belief.
So that would be the belief.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, there's the layer. So then what would be sacral? The desire to?
Sacral's very desire-based.
So it's like, you know, I mean, even if we're not talking literal, I'm just getting like Virgo Mars about it. But like, you know, it's like, either way, if you're coming from the up or the down, you know, you're coming from the diagonal or the other diagonal, it's like, if you're missing, if you're missing a piece, right? You know, then the Jenga tower is going to fall down. Like, you don't got stability, you know, you got to make it make sense. You know, you got to make it make sense. And like, it's like, yeah, things could be put in front of you, but if you don't believe it's there, then you're going to disassociate from it. So that's what we do to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, as far as, you know, from the other day, the reading we did, like that was it for me.
Because the thing about this pod is like, not only is it, you know, we're connecting with the people who listen, of course, you know, but we're also connecting with ourselves and we're connecting with each other. And I feel like it's something that can transcend time. And I say this often on the podcast when I have guests, like, this is a time capsule of guidance for you to you. So you can, anytime you really like feel off, like going back and listening to yourself say certain things is so cathartic and is so helpful. Like going back and doing that, and in that way where it's in motion. Like sometimes we have like voice notes or journals and it's like apart, and like that could be helpful too, because it's like, you know, sometimes it's really manic though and really intense, you know, but then when you go back into a leveled conversation where you're like, oh shit, like I really, that's the advice I need to hear. I need to believe me. Like I need my advice. I don't need to get a reading, a cleansing of this or that. And like, maybe you do too, but maybe you also need a pep talk from yourself,
sure.
You know? And like, that's the first thing. And that's the thing that I feel like, especially as a practitioner, that I always like really, really, really advocate for anybody who comes to me is like, yeah, it's cool you come to me, that's fine, but like I'm gonna always remind you to go to yourself. Like if you come to me first, I'm gonna make sure that I'm second, because you need you more than me.
I mean, you're doing, that's, you know, that's your job as you know, anybody who's gonna offer a service in that way. Even for me, like especially like, because I've done human design readings and stuff like that, you know, and like, I've gotten like questions that really don't have like, you know, they'll try to ask me something like predictive, and I'm like, no, that's not what this is about. This is, you know,
this is about you.
Yeah, like here, you now. Know, you know, asking me, oh, should I go with this job or should I do this? I'm like, I don't have that answer. This whole point of you coming to me is me showing you exactly how you're gonna find that answer for yourself.
Yeah, you can see the system of like, okay, yeah. Well, I work optimally doing this and doing that. Then it's up to you.
Sure.
To trust and believe in the knowledge that you received in order to make the decisions. And I think that that's something that could be hard too as readers, you know, like people come to us to make their decisions for them, which I've been guilty of too. You know, I don't blame anybody for doing that. Like it's part of learning, you know, but then once again, like once it's you innocent. Be, once you, yeah, once you gain, it can be. Yeah. And like once you gain the awareness, that's when it becomes not innocent, or that's when it becomes like lack of responsibility for oneself. Sure. Like if you know you're the one who has to make that decision consciously and you're still actively choosing to have somebody like try to make it for you, you know, that could be like, maybe it's not malicious. Sometimes it can be, but maybe it's not, you know, but it's certainly irresponsible and not considerate to others, because it's a lot to put on somebody.
Sure.
You know, that's what you hear in like legal terms of people like, you know, getting all mixed up and shit like that, you know, because it's just, it's not taking accountability for one's life. And in that, that means that you don't believe in yourself. Because if you're not taking accountability and you're only just reacting rather than responding, you know, to your environment, then everything's everyone else's fault all the time. You know, then the blame is easy to give to other people. So it all does come down to believing in ourselves. It really does. And in a big way, everything does. And, you know, like our good friend was saying, it's like, why, like, we're dope. Like, why not believe in ourselves?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, no matter how much you think people could believe in themselves, everyone still has their moments. You know I go through mine. And
imposter syndrome.
For sure. And I feel like that lessens the more that I'm just actively doing. I feel like I get imposter syndrome when I'm thinking.
When you're getting in your head.
Yeah.
When you're getting in the mental, that's in the not self. And that's exactly what, you know, in terms of human design, that's what the not self is. It's like that imposter syndrome, really, you know.
It's an input and output center of everything. So how can we think that that has like, it's not, it's like, it's up here. Like our core is deeper. You know what I mean? Like that's something that's constantly changing. Our mind is constantly changing. It's constantly learning. It's constantly unlearning. You know, it's like, it's not reliable to base your whole being on.
One of the, like one, the guy who brought the system to life, the big thing that he emphasizes is passenger consciousness, where it's like you're just watching the mind instead of you know just letting whatever's going on up there just watch it, not engage in it. And
that's like all the master gurus say, exactly. You know, or like like the real ones, you know, they always say some stuff like that. Like you just gotta observe the thoughts, not become them. Observe the emotions, not become them, which can be hard.
Yeah, it's that, for sure. For sure. For sure.
When you think away for so long, it becomes, there. I forgot what I was reading somewhere. It's like, when you think a certain way, if you feel into a feeling for a certain amount of time, it becomes a mood. And then after you experience a mood for a certain amount of time, it becomes like a season, or it becomes... And then, like, the ultimate one is, like, it becomes a part of your personality. But your personality doesn't necessarily mean that it's your soul, like, your core. You know? Like, it can be if you're reflecting the same inward to outward. But if your personality becomes a projection of your ego, which is really, like, your protection of your soul, regardless of how that may be perceived or come across, you know, then... You know, you get accustomed to certain things. Like, you know, you see so many people talk about constantly, you have a conversation with them and they're just always bringing up negative stuff about everything. And you're just like,
I can't do.
Yeah. It's like I feel like my being starts getting attacked. Like even if somebody's just like complaining about their day and like, yo, everyone's entitled to like complain about their day. I just might not be the person to do that to, because like I can't help but like take it in. It like floods me. Just like good things flood me. Like the negative stuff floods me. And like, I'm like, you know, and it's like, if I express that to you and you know that, then like, don't do that, please. You know?
And to be honest, I mean, at least for me in my, you know, my life, my story, whatever, like until human design like that, I would feel guilt. And that was the theme from the other night or whatever. Just, you know, allowing all this negativity just to, you know, make noise around me because I felt bad, you know, even though that's what's, you know, so bad wanted to come out, is like, it's like cutting it off.
Like a boundary.
Because
it's like, are they feeling bad for you in that moment?
No, absolutely.
Like, are they just, they're just dumping and dumping and dumping. Doesn't make them the worst person ever. No, but it's just like, people need parameters. People need to be told different boundaries because they either don't have it within themselves or they're just unaware of it. And then the people that truly have the capacity to show you authentic love and like show themselves authentic love, even if they might be like, what the fuck at first, like, you know, they can come to terms with like, oh, you know what? Like, that's right. Like, you don't deserve that. I don't even deserve to be giving that output so much energy. You know, obviously we need to release things. There's different things. That's why people go to the gym. It's why people do boxing. It's why people dance. It's why people sing. Whatever the case is, like, you got to find your outlet. Like, people aren't your punching bags. Like, they're not required to be. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially you're energetically sensitive or just sensitive people that you have in your life. Like, that's the last person that you want to just, like, let that out on because yeah. you're hurting them. You know, it's like I've gotten much better now where I'm like, all right, that's not mine. I'll shake it off. I'll like throw it. I'll throw it out the window, you know.
Love that shit, bro. I love it because like you just be, all of a sudden you find yourself in the midst of chaos and it's like your brain's being thrown all over the place and it's like, wait, I don't need this.
Wait, this isn't even mine.
This isn't even mine. Goodbye.
Yeah. Like, why am I in this tornado? Like, I don't even live in Tornado Valley. Like, yeah. This ain't even my location. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, like, just let that go. And I think just like as people who also have a hard time, like, determining what is theirs and what isn't theirs is like, that's really important to know, to be able to like either snap your fingers, shake your body, mm-hmm. like make it sound. Like, there's different things that you can do to release whatever it is, even if you're the one generating it, even if it is directly coming from you. Like, if you're like, you know, in a not so good mood, like, you can still shake that out of you. You don't have to hold on to it, because that's how illness and disease like manifest is it, that's what it feeds off of, you know, like that stagnancy, that dormant, you know, like I was talking about yesterday and the day before, crying, right? Mm-hmm. Very on brand Cancer season, me being Cancer. But like, in all reality, like, some people, whether they mean to or not, can hold like a certain darkness in our eyes, and like when we cry, we're giving the opportunity to cleanse it. We're like giving the opportunity. I noticed that like a lot of people who can't tap into that really struggle with that, you know, with crying. Yeah, if you can't tap into crying, like, really struggle with like this, like, even on a literal basis, like your eye color can get darker. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen it in many people, and I've seen it in myself. You know, that's a big reason why I can identify it. And I think that, like, yeah, you know, if you are aware and get good sources and tap into, like, medicines like Sananga and things of that sort that clear your eyes, like, the first medicine is water. And the water that we're generating from our body is literally built to remove the stagnation from the things that we've seen that we weren't supposed to see, the things that we've seen that, like, just aren't good for us to keep here. We store it just like our body. Like, you know, the body keeps score, you know, the emotion code, all of these different things, you know, human design, how we can store trauma in our body.
Absolutely.
We can store it in our eyes, too. And I think that that's something really to lean into that I don't know. I've never really heard a lot of people talk about it.
I didn't even, until the other night when you said that, I was like, oh, you know, shit. Like, as soon as you said it, it was like I, somewhere unconsciously, like, I knew. So it was like, kind of just brought that out. I was like, yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's how we free ourselves, you know? It's like, I don't know. Like, when it comes to eyes, I have an affinity for them. And, like, different people that I've met at different times and different interactions, especially people that I'm intimate with, whether it's, like, you know, platonic, romantic, whatever the case is, it's like, I've looked at certain people in their eyes and literally had, like, a panic attack after. Mm. Like, I've looked at, like, that's why, like, I don't always look at people in their eyes, you know, not to be disrespectful or anything, but I can't allow myself to, like, especially if I'm in a porous space, like, I don't need to receive all of that, of all of that person in that moment of a glance, especially strangers, you know, so I just, like, you know, I'll glance up, I'll look away, but, like, to hold this there with somebody really is a really strong medicine. And if you're sensitive to that, like, maybe that's something you may have experienced and didn't even know it, you know? Everyone has their different inputs. That's one of mine. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, for sure. You know, I mean, even then, going to me making a full circle back to intimacy, it's like, that's also a key, just the eye contact. You know? Even with yourself, you know? Like, even in the mirror. In the mirror, mm-hmm. just looking at yourself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. Huge advocate of that.
Yeah.
Talking to yourself, looking at yourself. Like, how long can you look at yourself in the mirror? Like, how long can we look at ourselves in this video? You know, it's like, even when you're looking at, like, your phone, you know what I'm saying? And looking at yourself in the mirror, and you're just able to, like, look and speak and be intimate with yourself, have a conversation with yourself. One of my favorite moments was in 2020 on my birthday when I, like, sat with medicine and I was just like, I had a vlog and I was like talking to myself in my computer. And it was like the most intimate thing I've ever done to connect with like my, like, cause you know, after a certain point in Mary, like, all right, I'm going to go sit down somewhere and do something. Right. But like, I was like so actively like having a conversation with myself. And it's one of the most beautiful things I ever did. Like, I look back at it and I, you know, of course I cringe with a lot of things, but I also like really embrace like the cringe. I really embrace like the different topics I'm talking about, despite, you know, the heights and lows that I get into. But yeah. Like, yeah, it's like, that was one of the best gifts I could have ever given myself, is to like make that space, you know. I strongly encourage people to vlog, no matter how uncomfortable it is. That was the first time I ever did it.
Bro, that's what we're here for.
Literally.
We're here to live as ourselves, truly ourselves. But mm-hmm. like, I don't, it doesn't make sense in any other capacity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that should be, you know, once every person, or maybe not every person, that's a big task, but once a lot of people finally have that space within themselves, like, you know, everything's on this earth will change. You know, and we just have so much not self running around, not self, you know, making the decisions, just even not even from individual to global capacity, like, of just not self, bro. And yeah,
it's crazy because it's like when you're really tapping into yourself, like, you can really feel like the not self. You can feel like the self next to the not self. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like I could be talking to you, but if you were in your not self, in other words, if we're being less abstract to the people listening, just not speaking our language at the moment. like when someone's not, I mean, not being themselves, like literally, but you know, when it feels like that off sensation of like something feels, yeah, like they're not being themselves, like something's off in that way, like something's missing, mm-hmm. you know? And like for me, like my experience, like I feel like it's like on their shoulder, like on their side. Like,
yeah, it's not centered.
It's like, not centered. You know, it's like it's around, but it's not centered. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it. Mm-hmm. And when you feel that, it's like, you know, I know, like me, like the motherly energy in me wants to be like, you know what I mean? But like, you can't do that, you know, especially unconsensually. It's like, I learned that the hard way many, 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 many times. And then even consensually, like, you can do it, but like,
it'll become a thing.
Yeah, either they're going to depend on you to do it forever, or they're not going to be able to do it themselves. They want the sovereignty.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to let people suffer, like, just straight up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to. Yeah. I mean, even the other night when you were saying to me whatever, that, you know, you saw a darkness like that wasn't in my eyes anymore, you know, from back then. And you couldn't, you let me do it. You let me take care of it. And I did.
Too. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to do that. Yeah. But, like, I mean, I like, to be honest, like, the reason why I've been able to do that, like, certain people I tell, certain people I don't, I listen to what I'm told, you know. Sometimes I receive information and I'm not supposed to say it, and like, to be able to discern that has been a journey. Yeah. But it's been a journey in which I've told the wrong people the maybe the right things, or I told the wrong people the wrong things at the wrong time, or like something they weren't, I was supposed to just know, and like I've been like beat up by the universe and them. Like, so I'm not trying to get jumped anymore, you know. It's like, so I'm learning as best as I can with that. And that goes for everything, like even if we're not talking energetics, like if somebody does not ask you for something, you might not want to say it.
So
right. Or you should ask them first,
so
they're open to it.
So you know, in human design, there's five types, right? We have manifesting generators, manifestors, generators, reflectors, and projectors. And pretty much projectors, their whole strategy into living a correct life is being invited to whatever it is. And all that input energy, like if you look in the chart and you see, okay, this is the, right here, this channel is the, you know, the intuitive download, like it's the voice for intuition, so it'll speak what it receives, downloads, or you know, the channel of opinions and stuff like that. Those are all projected channels, so they don't even operate correctly unless they're invited, because then you're not self, then it's not the moment, there's resistance, there's something in the way of that. So that's just mechanics. That's not even anything but mechanics, and that's why I love this stuff. But you mentioned something before about you know, receiving information or intuitive information and I guess giving that out at the wrong times and stuff like that. Like for you, you have your spleen, which would be all intuition. That's the immune system. And your solar plexus active, and people who have that active, it's like you still have this wave going on while you're receiving all these intuitive downloads. And it's like, you know, you're collecting all this awareness and,
it's very visceral.
Yeah, and you know, you have to wait out the wave to be able to give out that information. But and that's what I love, because it's like you don't even need to, like you're doing it, you know, just because you're a conscious being and you know, you're
now.
Well, yeah, but well, for a while now, right?
For a decent amount of time now.
For a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Not your one, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was super impulsive about it, like, because I didn't understand what it was. I was like, you know? Especially having a Gemini Mercury, it was just like, boom, boom, like, this is coming in, it should go out, right? Like
ASMR bird calls. that's what it was. Oh, my God.
Collection and array, something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Maybe something for no one, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now you know. Anyway. But like that's literally how it felt. I was like, oh, this is not mine, but this is yours, so here.
Yeah.
And then like I would have like, you know, I had a conversation with somebody recently. I haven't been on here for like 2 weeks. There's a lot of things, you know, but we'll catch up inside. You know? Can't give you it all right now. But before I left to my journey to go down to Florida, like I got my nails done, right? I get acrylic tips once a year. Just once a year. Like, that's my thing. It's like, you know, I was like, this is my birthday set. I'm going to do this. I'm going to tap into this, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get, like, a decent size so I can still function. I did not. I got very long nails. I still moved a bunch of boxes. I still did a bunch of things with, like, shout out to me. Like, you know, it still rolled. I still did a lot of stuff. Like, cool. Anyway, point being, because I'm getting off the track. The person who I got, yo, shout out to Tab, put it on my nails. I don't have my nails on right now, but I'm going to post the birthday post for myself, you know, before cancer season's over, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'll post in Leo season. I don't really care. I'll post when I can, but the nails will be in there. And, when I went to her, I haven't seen her in literally like 10 years. Mm. And, you know, like she had mentioned something to me about something that I had said to her years ago. And so to bring to the point of like I had told her about a dream I had, you know, but like we knew each other, but it's not like we were like super tight like that, you know, but we would talk every once in a while, but like that was one of the once in a whiles. So like, I'm happy that she was able to receive it. And like, we like unpacked what that looked like for her, and you know, that's her business and I'm not going to get into that. But like, with other people, I would have dreams and I'll reach out impulsively. And then, like, you know, especially if they're men, no offense, you know, but like, it's like always.
It's not like that, buddy.
Yeah, it's just always like if I say I had a dream about something, they're like instantly take it to like, we had sex, you know, and it's like, no, oh actually, God. Like, oh a God. Dinosaur ripped your head off and I'm kind of concerned for your well being. So, what do dinosaurs mean to you? Oh. What could that symbolize in your life, in your subconscious?
Oh my God.
So, like, with that being said, after doing that time and time over again, I was like, some people are super not receptive to it. I'm like, oh shit, I can't just be reaching out to people. And that's also something I learned in time. Like, you just can't tell everybody everything for sure. But then, especially when it comes to like more intuitive things, more abstract things, like, really take that time to let it go through you, sit with it, and then respond. And that's taken me a while because there's aspects of me that can be impulsive, communicatively,
yeah,
emotionally. And then also, like, I think as a form of, like, a boundary for myself, I'm like, well, this isn't mine, so I don't want to keep it. Take it. Take it. It's not mine. get out of here. So, but I do better with it now. I just kind of put it in a separate folder. Like, what is it? Outbox? Mm. Like, it's there, but it's not sent.
Dropbox.
So. Dropbox, yeah. Something like that. It's there, but it's not sent. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. I felt like you were going to say something, though.
It's... I think I was laughing because you were talking about the, because it's so hard. Like once I know someone's design, and I just watch them operate, like you know,
a mad scene.
Like I'm here with you, but like in my head it's just like oh there's that, oh mm-hmm. look there's this, like this was funniest, but damn. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. You were talking about intuitive thing, like you know receiving information and stuff like that, and. Some of that stuff could just be for you, like, even though it's about someone else, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd just be, like, this is for you to understand how to operate in this scenario with this person, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just wanted to add that.
For sure. Mm. Yeah. And it's just about discerning, like, how to know that, because that looks different for everybody. Everyone has different tells, like, what is for you, what is for someone else? What is, like, literally just nonsense? What is just, like, the... the other, because like, sometimes it's not intuition, sometimes it's mental projection of experiences we've had, you know. Absolutely. So it's like also knowing what to put in the trash can, mm-hmm. you know, when to empty the trash can, like just how to sort things, how to organize things, you know. Like we are in our own way a computer, you know, mm-hmm. not to get like AI merged, you know, like this and the spiritual machine or anything right now.
AI wishes, you know,
like
AI wishes.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that. So they always listen. So I'm just gonna eat this mango. But you know what I mean? You know, yeah. So it's just about knowing the systems and the mechanics of us. It doesn't have to be, you know,
it's an experiment.
Cyber, but just understanding the systems. Everything has a system. Mm-hmm. If we don't understand our systems, we can't operate optimally. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to my therapist all the time saying that to me, like me just raw dog in life with the, like intense ADHD. Like, yeah. You need systems, and I'm like, yeah, I do. You know, and then sometimes I need to shift them. Mm-hmm. I have an error of shifting my systems, and creating more grounded ones that like can help me through the long run. I feel like I'll create them for a little bit and then I'll just like throw them all out and then I have no system for a while and then I burn out because like, bitch, you have a fucking system. Like you're over here just like answering an email at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Especially as a manifesting generator. Like that's like the whole type, like, because we're non-linear. We're the you know, our process is non-linear. So, you know, we're jumping around. We have all this energy going towards the throat for manifestation. So that's always, you know, boom, 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 all over the place, you know. And, yeah, like, spread yourself thin, you know. Thinking you have, and we, you know, we do have, you know, a shitload of energy that could be used for all these things. But even... the other night, it was giving from the excess and not from the reserve. So it was like, you know.
Yeah. Word. Mm. So can we get into that a little bit, like each of the categories?
No.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
That's crazy.
So what specifically?
What are the different types, like manifesting? Just like a short little, like, for those, like, you know, y'all find out who you are, like what you're... titles and then
you can say type
and then you refer back and you hear a little
so
like your version.
Five types. Manifesting generators, well any generator type, there's two, which is generators and manifesting generators. So automatically, if you're a generator, that means you have an activated sacral, so automatically off rip you're designed to respond to life, not initiate anything. You know, something comes and you respond to it, you know. So that's that. But what makes the difference between a manifesting generator and a regular generator is that a manifesting generator has a motor center. So there's four motor centers. It's the root center that provides energy, the sacral provides energy, the solar plexus, and then the will center or the heart center all provide energy for action, right? And so if any one of those centers are somehow connected to the throat, to give that power to manifest, that's what separates those two. So generators don't have, they can have an active throat center, but not a motorized throat center, which makes them just a regular generator, which is a very step-by-step hierarchical linear process where the manifesting generators don't have that. Then you have manifestors. Manifestors have a motorized throat, so any one of the four motors connected to their throat, but not no sacral. So that means for them, that's, you know, they don't have that consistent energy because the sacral is the only thing that's consistent in that way. So more time to relax, and they're meant to initiate things in their life. But that's how they operate correctly. Then you have projectors. Projectors, you can have, there's so many variations of what a projector is. They just don't have an activated sacral. So that's a very, you know, they're not here to work. Anyone who doesn't have an activated sacral is not here to really work like that, you know.
It must be nice.
Mm-hmm. They're more of like, what'd you say?
It must be nice.
That must be nice, right? I mean, honestly, anytime, you know, I'm a manifesting generator. I have the sacral straight to the throat. Like, I can't relax. I don't, yeah, I don't want, yeah. You know, like.
I know about that.
It's excruciating, actually, to be honest.
So it's like inverse that, almost?
Yeah, like their projectors are here to guide. They're here to share wisdom, to guide, to kind of manage, you know, CEO type. Not that if you're a projector, you automatically be a CEO, like, you know, but that's the
energy
archetype.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes, no sacral and no motorized throat. You can have act throat through like other centers and stuff. You can have the ajna straight to the throat. So that's just straight mental wisdom downloads just coming right out. But then there's reflectors. I'm actually going to go, after I say this, I'm going to talk about how much percent of the world is each of these types, because they're, you know, not as common. Like reflectors. So reflectors have...
Just make sure you get some mango, because I'm about to bust it down.
I got you.
No, you got to go. Really good.
So then you got reflectors who have none of their centers are active at all. So for reflectors, they have a whole different process. They're like the aliens out of the group, for real. For them, and it's only 1%, like only 1% of humanity is reflectors.
That's crazy. I want to talk to one.
Yeah. Actually, no one. It's very interesting dynamic. Just to, because I know who and what I'm talking to, you know what I'm saying? So I could see like where all this is coming from. Because for reflectors, you know, any center that's not activated, that's where the not self is. That's where all the conditioning comes in. So to have all of your centers, all nine centers, it's just like they're here, what they're here for, they're basically...
They have everything activated? That's open. A reflector? Everything open. Is open, so they don't have any...
They don't have anything.
That's why they're a reflector.
They reflect, yeah. So they kind of mirror the collective a lot.
That's crazy.
It's a whole... and we can't even imagine it because we're energy beings. You know,
I would imagine it to be more of a percentage. I would imagine more people to have that. That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is fire. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, OD. OD. This is the first piece of mango you have it?
Yeah.
That's out of control.
Especially like this and this. Yeah, nah, I can't. How am I going to eat it?
Just keep a lemon. Keep some salt nearby.
Yeah. little fanny pack full of salt. So what was I going to say? Yeah, reflectors, their whole deal is like, if the mind can be an aura, that's what they are. So they're like the wise witnesses of life. They can see pretty much all of the conditioning. Like an awakened reflector, one who's not like you're deep into that, you know, conditioning and stuff like that. So it's hard, but yeah, so reflectors are 1% of the world. And that's still a big number. You know, there's 8 billion people. Like, 1% of 8 billion is still a lot. You know, it's still a big number, but...
Well, 1% is 1%.
Yeah. Projectors are, I think, like 20% of the world. Manifestors are, like, 8 to 10% or something like that. 9%, some number like that. And then generator types make up 2/3. Of the world, and they're kind of split. So like 33% would be manifesting generators, 33% are regular generators.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's split down the middle.
For the generators? Types, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors. What's the fifth?
Manifestors.
Oh, manifestors.
Yeah.
So like, why is that? Like, why is manifestors its own, in opposed to like manifesting generators?
Yeah.
Like, and generators, like, so are not their own.
So in the beginning of our evolution, or at least in the context of human design, you know, and I have this channel, it's the Pure Manifestation Generator channel, which was based on survival. So, you know, we come here, we incarnate. The very first thing that we need to have as a species is the ability to manifest in response to our environment. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. So the sacral to the throat. And then from there, broke off these two types. So from the manifesting generator came the generator and then the manifester. So they kind of took whatever this makeup was, it broke off and became two separate entities, almost like children, I guess you could say, like that. Mm. So manifestors, both manifesting generators, have that sacral, that constant life force to produce, to generate, to do things. And then they have that connection to the throat where they can manifest, because that's what we needed to survive. You know, you're out in the jungle, and you need to survive. Something's happening. You need to be able to, at a moment's notice, you know, manifest in response to whatever the hell's going on, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, where it started. And then manifestors kind of took that manifesting aspect and made it a whole aura. You know, that's what they are. They you know, they don't have to wait for anybody. They don't have to wait for anything. They could just initiate. I mean, and it's not from the mind. So that's the thing. It's not initiating from the mind. Initiating from, I think there's like three types, or no, there's two types. There's ego manifestors, and I say ego, that's it's not ego in that sense. It's the heart center, the will center, so willpower. So as long as they have the willpower to do something, that's what's kind of deciding what's happening, and not mental. And then you have an emotional manifester. And they, which are kind of most explosive types, because you can imagine somebody who's constantly having an emotional wave at every single point of their life, and then having the ability to not have to wait for anybody and to initiate. You know,
because like manifesting generators, you have to wait, right?
Yeah, wait to respond.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, because yeah. It's the elimination of that.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah, it is intense.
As an emotional... Right, I'm an emotional manifesting generator.
You're an emotional manifesting generator.
Yeah. Emo.
Yeah. So, and then on top of these types, there comes an aura with it, right? So generators, all generator types have an enveloping aura. So, you know, in order to respond to life, we need to draw life in. So we have this huge aura that's kind of pulling in life towards us. As a manifesting generator, they don't really talk about this in like mainstream human design and stuff like that, but just from what I've witnessed and stuff like manifesting generators, they, even though they have that open inviting aura to bring things in, like they do have that energy that's coming to the throat to manifest. So automatically it's gonna push away, it's gonna be resistant to you know, because they're creating, so they're gonna, you know, whatever. But manifestors have a completely closed aura, you know. They're very, very intense people, you know. They're not here to be liked, you know, like that. And that's their whole thing. That's like their identity. It's like, I'm here to manifest. Like, I'm not waiting for anybody. Mm. Pushing, you know, very forceful. It's the masculine. It's like a masculine, you know, manifesting generator would be like masculine and feminine kind of intertwined. Generator would just be like a feminine type of aura. And then manifestors have that that masculine aspect.
That makes sense. I feel like three people popped in my head. I'm like, I feel like they're manifestors.
It might be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Homework.
Might be. So then a projector aura. They're very focused, because they need to be able to tap in to somebody. I don't want to say invasive. But it needs to hook onto you to kind of really be able to see what's happening, to be able to share their wisdom. So it's a very piercing type of aura, and also open to be able to have those invitations. And then the reflector's aura is sampling. So they kind of just sample everything in their environment. It's a strange aura to me, but I don't know. Interesting though. Yeah.
Didn't mean to like, you know, cut you off.
Yeah, no.
And smoked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the whole concept is like really interesting. And I feel like if they all had sounds, it would be like, you know, manifesting generator would be like, brrr, you know.
ASMR, human design types.
Generator would be more like, you know, mm-hmm. like I feel like manifestor would be like, you know.
Yeah.
Projector would be like, almost like elevator music, like, like, bloom, 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 you know, mm-hmm. and like, reflector.
Almost silence.
Almost silence, like a drop of water every yeah. now and then, just like, bloop, mm-hmm. you know, like.
That's accurate as fuck, actually.
That's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that's like, you know. Sometimes I get the when things get like very wordy and in a concept that I don't fully understand.
Yeah.
I get like, well, what's like the bass sound of this feeling? You know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I need to bring the contrast. But I do want to take a moment for us to try our tea because we both haven't tried it yet.
Kind of had a sip before.
Oh, you did? Wow. The betrayal. Let me just take a moment to forgive you. No, I'm kidding. I'm happy that you nourish yourself. Cheers to nourishment, to herbs, the water. And shout out, I just want to give a special shout out to Jethi over at, I'm so sorry, hold on. Metacabinet, my brain now to like collect it. This is Roll in Peace, so I'm excited to try it. Thank you so much for, you know, passing this this medicine, this tea. And it's very good. Thank you very much. You know, sometimes, especially like when I've talked about this before, I like to have at certain times other people's tea because, yes, of course, I make tea. Yeah. But like not just tea. This applies to everything. When you need nourishment, when you're coming from the reserves and you want to tap into like having the excess, like, and you have the things outside of you, it's so good to be nourished by other people when you're constantly the one nourishing people. So I want to just say thank you to Jethi for nourishing us today. And it's really nice. And to not have to like sit there and like mix something, but to have it mixed and for it to have a purpose. So we're clearing our lungs today. And, you know, that's in our willingness center, in our heart.
Facts.
So it applies. And, yeah. So before we wrap it up. Before we wrap it up.
ASMR contemplation.
It's like, you know, I want to hear more about manifesting generator. I'm like, this sounds like how I feel about my ADHD, you know. It's just like. All these different terminologies. Like, I'm not like a huge, like, I believe ADHD is just the another word. It's a way I can identify an energy. Mm-hmm. I don't believe like that's my end all be all. You know what I mean? I need to be medicated for it or these different things. You know, it's just something, it's an energy I need to work with. I need to understand it. And it's not the traditional way that the world has been built around to support. So, like, absolutely. That's why I identify it. So, like, even having more language, like, manifesting generated, like, what that looks like, even the term, just even the words. I'm like, that's what it feels like, yeah. you know? Manifest something and then generate it, you know, and constantly creating so many different things. And, you know, also feeling like you have to sustain it. Like, how can you possibly, like, do that with so many cups? Like, you can do it with maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five, and you start getting to six and seven, and you're like, you're spilling,
running so
things
thin.
Are like, yeah, you're running out of liquid, like, shit is crazy, you know what I mean? Like, get it together. And that's what I'm trying to do right now in my life in general, you know, consolidate. I feel like I'm always in the process of doing that. Even down to like, that was my favorite position when I worked at Starbucks. I loved consolidating. It was my favorite thing. When you have to take and then you hand it off, you know. Well, in two different positions, but turned into one post-pandemic. But yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. But to get back to the mango.
To get back to the mango.
That's no, I'm just mango. Trying to. I'm just trying to ground.
That's the best but mango I ever had.
Yeah. Honestly, I think this was the best one. Like, all of them were really good, but this was the last one. So best for last, for real. Yeah, this is really cool.
Because I'm a watermelon supremacist.
Like, what do you mean? What does that mean?
It means I think watermelon is the best fruit that there is.
So superior overall.
Yeah, like watermelon is.
Have you had a yellow one?
Yes, I have had a yellow one.
Okay.
I have,
just had to check. Just had to check you, yeah. If you're calling yourself that. That's great.
Fake. Yeah, and like, you know, I see a lot of people, you know, they kind of say it's mango, and.
Learn you something today.
Yeah. I don't, it's hard.
You sit with that. You it's know, hard. You wait to respond on that one.
Yeah.
So yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we come to a conclusion?
No, I think we pretty much touched everything, you know.
Are you offering readings on
Yeah, I do. I haven't in a while, but you know, if people come and they're seeking for that and they wanna learn, for sure.
Yeah. Anything else, if you feel called to plug in, you can. You're not obligated either. Mm. You know, have the space closed.
Yeah, just follow my IG at that boy Tahuti. I make music. I also
you want to spell that?
What's that?
You want to spell that?
Oh. Yeah.
just to help the people.
At that boy, it's B-O-3-I-S. Tahuti, T-A-H-U-T-I.
You can find them linked on the Instagram, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff, a lot of creative stuff. That's all I really got energy for. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to also say, like, my apologies, and also like thank y'all in a way rather. Thank y'all for your patience on the caption for in today's podcast. I was so exhausted. I was just like tomorrow. That's all I got right now. So, but I also want to say, shout out to Sat On Arts for, you know, providing the means to get the grant. I forgot what that is, and I'm gonna butcher the entire sentence. So go to the picture to read it, and thank you very much. So this is like super exciting for me and my humble little podcast that I never thought that I would ever have. And, you know, this is just a beautiful sign of expansion, and may more experiences and grants and different things continue to grow and support our creative community and the people around us. And, you know, it feels great to be supported. Being supported financially has been something new. In the creative space, or in, like, that's really beautiful, and I like really wish that for all creatives, you know, in a big way.
Absolutely.
And so I just wanted to give acknowledgement and like homage on that. And what are we feeling? Bowl cards book. Mm-hmm. All, none, one, two.
Bowl.
Yeah. Solely?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it'll be a nice little, you know, focus of the ADHD.
Yeah.
Let's not be manifesting generators and do everything.
I'm gonna do one more thing. Because I like, with all due respect, this is just grounded though, because it's like literally like there for us. So if you want to read that, find today. Today's the 19th, right?
I don't even know.
19th. Kenny, is it the 19th? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So the 19th.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please.
For many years, a person may have been saying, "I can't sing." There's been a certain security in that. But slowly, as they begin to hear and identify pitches and melodies, develop some breathing techniques, they realize, "I can't sing." Almost every magazine devotes its cover to movie stars, famous personalities, and other beautiful people. They send the message that you should aspire to look and act like these exceptionally attractive and glamorous people. We end up believing that if we wear what they wear, eat what they eat, and fix our hair like theirs, then we could be like these supermodels and superstars. The message we subconsciously receive is, don't be yourself. That's not good enough. Be like someone else, someone better than you. Do you define yourself not by who you are, but by who you aren't? You might think, I'm not glamorous like X. I'm not as good a dancer as X. I can't sing like X. But there will always be someone who looks better, has better rhythm, or can carry a more melodic tune. It doesn't mean you aren't attractive or capable dancer or can't sing. if you're always measuring yourself against others, you'll always come up short. Stop focusing on what others have and what you think you don't have. Today, experiment with your talents and abilities. Dance, write, draw, sing. Today, I'll be myself. I will keep in mind that life is made up of people who are good and bad, happy and sad, rich and poor, beautiful and ugly.
So, this book is always like...
on point, yeah.
Every time. Yeah. Every time. So, thank you for reading that. I feel like that's super...
Thanks for listening, class.
Right. So, just to bring this podcast to a conclusion, anybody that feels resonant, find yourself in a comfortable seat and or just a moment where you can just close your eyes and feel safe. So, aka if you're not driving, if you are, pull over. If you're not, then maybe pull just over. Come back to this at another point, but it's not for you right now. So, or you keep your eyes open. I'm not going to say what's for you and what's not for you. You're going to decide that. But just be safe is all I'm trying to say. So, if you could just close your eyes, take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Another one in through your nose and out through your mouth. I'm just picturing right above your belly button, your solar plexus, and just observing it, witnessing what it looks like. Is it a bright yellow? Is it a dandelion yellow? Is it not really much of a color? Does it feel mucky? And just observing it, if it's turning, remembering to breathe. And just giving space to it, paying attention. Solar plexus energy center within our body is all about our belief within ourselves. It's all about allowing ourselves to have a relationship with our inner child and what that looks like. So with that being said, I want to set the intention to pray for this quartz bowl to emanate a vibration to uplift each and every one of us that's listening to these sounds and tapping in and maybe clearing out our solar plexus of anything that no longer serves, anything that hinders us from believing in ourselves in a good way like that, and just amplifying our light and just calling that sun energy within our bodies to help fuel ourselves and to help us keep our energy up in a good way. Allowing yourself to be present in the space that you're in. Continuing to take a few deep breaths in and out. Starting to wiggle your fingers and move your toes, and move your shoulders around and your hips and kicking your feet, just getting yourself really attached into your body. You know, taking that vibration and keeping what resonates and letting it vibrate and shake out anything that doesn't. Thank you so much for being here. I believe in you. And I really pray for you to believe in yourself as well. We all deserve that. To tap into what makes us us and to be able to share that medicine with the world. Yeah, it's some beautiful stuff. Be yellow. Now take that vibration, put it in your pipe and smoke it. You keep that.
Smoke that shit, son.
Thank you so much for coming on to the pod. Oh, open your eyes if you haven't already.
Yeah, this is a couple of years
in the making, yeah, for sure.
I think we were talking about this during the pandemic, right?
Absolutely, we were.
It's crazy,
man. It was like 3 years in the making, yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm. But it happened. Divine timing. Yeah. It worked out literally so perfectly.
Yeah.
We both just caught it, and we're like, oh, yeah. You were talking about Wednesday. I was like, Wednesday? That's so interesting.
One of my once you put the post up yesterday, posted it, and one of my homegirls was like, yo, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, yo, we decided this 3 hours ago, bro. This was 3 hours ago, bro.
Literally.
We just figured this out. Like,
literally, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's manifesting, generator, and glory right there.
For sure. Happy that we were able to pull through and do it in a good way. I'm sure a lot of people are going to learn a lot of things from this. So thank you for sharing your knowledge and for doing your thorough work as you do.
Thank you.
As I know you'd be. So, yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So thank y'all for tuning in. Love y'all.
Peace out, y'all.
See you next week.